to the Sexy Than a Squirrel podcast, the podcast that turns dog training on its tail with a whirlwind of fun and games that achieve real-life results for you and your dog. Each episode is a treasure trove of inventive games-based training solutions supported by our Games Club, the ultimate dog training membership with a team of pro dog trainers helping you every step of the way 24/7. Think of us as your go-to squad of dog experts. I'm Lauren Langman, a top-level agility competitor. I've competed and won all over the world and at the largest show in the world, Crufts, with my superstar Blink. I'm a Sunday Times best-selling author, owner of one of the largest dog training facilities in the whole of the UK and a founder of the Sexy Than a Squirrel Challenge, a challenge that has helped over 140,000 dog owners just like you to get real-life results. Our team consists of experts in scent work, detection, search and rescue, tracking, agility, obedience, heel work to music, the intricacies of why your dog does exactly what they do, naughty but nice, behavioural problems, and so much more. We're here to help you be the very best dog owner that you can be for your dog. In our world, you'll become more mesmerising to your dog than the juicy, marinating steak on the counter or the mysterious smelly thing on the side of the road. Yes, you really can become even more tantalising than fox poo and even the local jogger. Our mission? We know how to make you the apple of your dog's eye by tapping into the transformational power of play and learning through games. Whether you're wrangling a bitey, sharky puppy or teaching an old dog new tricks, the Sexy Than a Squirrel podcast is packed with creative strategies and supporting advice for you. Become the most thrilling part of your dog's world. Ready, set, play. Welcome to the Sexy Than a Squirrel podcast, powered by the Games Club.
It's a happy new year. I'm with the super game changer that is Sam. Sam, we are celebrating the new year. We're celebrating the new year not only with the New Year New Start Challenge, which is the Games Club Challenge. If you haven't already checked it out, get on our Facebook page, check it out. There is insane value there right now. But also, we've got a brand new opportunity. It's a brand new badge. And Sam, we're talking today about dogs that steal, right?
Yes, dogs that steal. What an interesting one. And for me, this was one that I really wanted to cover because it was very personal to me, actually, because I've been there and I've had lots of family members that have been there as well, actually. And it can be really painful. You know, it can sometimes be really funny, but the sort of sad side of that and the bad side of that is things like, the amount of socks I've lost, Lauren, the amount of socks that have got lots of holes in them. Actually, I've got two in my garden, you know, that Luna decided that she would like to have a look at, and they've been gifted to her. And I know that certainly the really, really scary side can be dogs that swallow those socks, or something that turns into resource guarding, which actually happens to my sister, which I know she won't mind me talking about on here. And it turned from a lighthearted, I've stolen something, hello human, come and chase me, isn't this fun, to, oh, you're taking it off me, okay, I think I might bite you. So it can go a bad way, I think, and it's definitely a struggle that maybe isn't highlighted very often, and is one close to my heart. So I really want to cover it in a badge, which I had a blast filming. Really, really cool. So much fun.
And the thing here, Sam, and I love that you sort of touched base on it there. This one can get quite serious because I know, sadly, of multiple dogs who've been put to sleep through stealing. And this is through my understanding and friends in the vet world. This is not through dogs I've trained, but they've lost multi-dogs in surgeries where the dog hasn't had just one surgery, hasn't had just two surgeries, hasn't had just three surgeries. Sometimes they've had like four or five surgeries to the point they can have no more surgeries. They've been stealing, whether it be socks. I actually have a client's dog who stole a wedding ring and stole the wedding ring. And yes, it was a bit like the movies where they were following the dog around and trying to hunt the poo out and working out whether the wedding ring had decided to reappear and make a reappearance. And yes, it did. For those of you that are asking that question, because I can tell you're all listening in your cars thinking, what happened to the wedding ring? And it does have a fairly serious consequence to the point that like dogs are being put to sleep through actually multiple serious surgeries. And this might be a sock. It might be something that passes naturally, but actually sometimes it's things that don't pass naturally. I remember another friend's dog who took fishing wire and actually ate fishing wire. And that was a tragic end for that dog too. And these are dogs that have grabbed it and either swallowed it there and then, or played with it and swallowed it. Or the other one that I've seen multiple occasions is when the dog's seen you move towards it and then have swallowed it. So I think there's a lot to cover here. Now, we're not about the problems. We know all about the problems. We know there are lots of problems here. But one thing I would say, and the Stop Stealing badge, the brand new badge that's been released, is part of Games Club. So it's part of Games Club. For those of you that are already in Games Club, you are going to get it. It's our gift to you. We want it for you guys. You can absolutely access it. It's there. We're going to talk about some of the strategies in it in a second with Sam. But also, if you haven't yet joined Games Club, we're in the middle of our new year, new start challenge for Games Club. You can try the Games Club for just £5. In fact, I think I've even got a link here. Let me have a look. It's absolutedogs.me/join the club. And Sam, I don't know if you want to tell everybody a little bit about Games Club, because you've done a lot of training through Absolute Dogs over the years. And ultimately, I know you love Games Club. So what do you love about Games Club for the owners that are listening out there who might not have dipped their toes in yet, but are thinking, it's new year. Maybe there's a new start out there for me and my dog. Maybe this is the time.
Yeah. So, I started with Games Club. So I found Games Club for my own two dogs. And so first and foremost, for me, it absolutely massively, massively pivotal in changing my dog's behavior. And I think the thing that I've got two things that I absolutely, absolutely love about it. And the first one is the community. So just the incredible support that you get from people that are really just going through the same things you are. And the amazing circle support group where we've got sort of lots of people in it. It's such a positive place. And there's really cool challenges on there and everybody gets involved and you really feel like you found your people, you know, and I still feel like that to this day, even as a trainer now as well. And I think the second thing would be the flexibility of it all. So sometimes I find that it felt like, you know, this is how you train your dog and this is the only way that you can do it. And if it doesn't work, then what do you do? So for me, finding Games Club was more of a case of like, oh my God, so this game doesn't work, but there's another one that goes toward the same behavior. That's really cool. So I think for me, that was the biggest draw and has definitely kept me in for very many years now, is the fact that there are so many different solutions to so many different struggles that you can't not find the answer. You know, you could, the answer is there no matter what. So if it doesn't work for your dog, let's try something else. And if that doesn't work, that's cool. We've got another solution for you. And I think for me, that's what really absolutely just lights me up every time I go on there. Not to mention it's fun, right? I mean, it's really, really fun.
Absolutely brilliant. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, this is about having fun with your dog too. And when your dog's stealing, or when your dog's maybe barking or jumping or pulling on lead, you can definitely lose the element of this is fun. So let's dive in a little bit deeper to stealing. Let's have maybe three of your favorite games for stealing. But before we do that, maybe explain just how problematic stealing was for you in your household and can still be if you're not aware of it, because there is a lot to learn, not only for the dog, but also for the owner. So Sam, I suppose just tell us about whether it's Siri or whether it's Luna. Tell us about how that might look on a day-to-day basis. And I know that we giggle about it, but actually I know that this behavior can cause quite considerable stress to some people, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's actually both my dogs. So I call it a double whammy. Both of them were sort of just, I got them both just before my journey on Absolute Dogs, and Siri was kind of in that transition period. So I maybe didn't know as much as I know now about sort of setting them up for success and thinking about some management tools to help them out, which is all the sort of stuff that we cover in the badge. It's really kind of having a look at, well, how can we prevent it? And then what sort of games can we play that are going to help grow the skills within our dogs to maybe be less desirable to want to do that in the first place. And with Luna, it became a resource guarding thing. So she would mainly steal sort of socks and toilet roll tubes and stuff. And it really was just a game. So she just wanted to play. We didn't know any better then, really, really didn't know any better, and got some bad advice about just basically we cornered her and then took it off her. And we never hurt her or anything, but we were taking something of value from her, right? So for her, she sort of very, very quickly started seeing that as a not a great thing, not really happy with us. And when I look back on that, it makes complete sense now, because if someone took my favorite thing from me all the time, I would not be very happy about it. You know, I would get angry at them and lash out. So
I remember a client of mine, Sam, when you're saying this, because this is great to talk on, because I actually didn't realize that you'd had a trainer advise you that. And I know we're talking years ago here, but I remember a client of mine, really great. She's still a very good friend of mine. And she had a Hungarian Vizsla, 7-month-old puppy. And she was told that whenever Lyra, her name is, and whenever Lyra had taken something to go in, corner her and pick her up. And quite quickly, her daughter was bitten. Yeah. Because her daughter, who was 11, so Eliza's age, Went in, picked the dog up and got bitten quite badly by Lyra. And to the point then that by the time they contacted me, the children were petrified of Lyra, that they were absolutely squealing every time Lyra got hold of anything. And to the point that actually she didn't even need to get hold of anything. She just needed to look at them and they were screaming. And so the relationship deteriorated really, really quickly from a dog who was just grabbing something and flipping in the air and having a bit of a game to a dog who was actively growling every time the children looked in a certain way or moved in a certain way. And yet I really didn't see that dog at fault in any way. I just felt that the whole situation had escalated very quickly through poor advice, which was run in and corner her and pick her up when she's got something, which just seems to make no sense to me. Like, she's not even a little dog. Like, it doesn't even make logical, physical sense. So, no. So yeah, I hear you, and you've got obviously two Jack Russell Terriers. So it got pretty bad, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Luna was growling and sort of snapping at us. And then later down the line, Siri was more that she's a counter surfer. So for her, it wasn't about the resource garnering thing. And we had already started playing some of the games by that point. And so her giving things back was actually fine. And so this one kind of hit me. I didn't know it was coming. And the first thing that she stole was a Terry's chocolate orange, or at least half of one. And she's only tiny. She's a Jack Russell Terrier. Somehow she managed to get up on the kitchen side when we weren't there and ate half a Terry's chocolate orange. And I think, you know, there's that horrible thing where you come home and you're like, where's the chocolate? Where's it gone? Why is it not there? And why is there a box on the floor? And oh my God, I need to phone a vet's. And thankfully she was okay, you know, and we were really lucky like that. And she's alive today and she's alive and kicking. And it's just a case of kind of that we didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, she's Jack Russell. How does she get up there? But I think that the two dogs, they steal in different ways and their response is very different. So Siri's just a foodie girl, you know, she just loves playing with food. She loves having fun with food. She loves eating food. And she's an opportunist and she's a gambler. So she just really, you know, she sees an opportunity. She's going to have a go at it. And actually, every time you speak to me about Blink, it makes me think of Siri because she's very similar in that way. And she, you know, she's like, if I can get it, I might get it. And she's just an optimist. You know, she's like, I can get that. Oh, I can definitely get that.
And there's nothing bad there, is there? Like, I find this really interesting because when you said about the Terry's chocolate orange, I've had multiple occasions like this over the past however many years I've been owning dogs. And you will have them. Like, we had one only the other week where one of our team at home had left a bag of nuts and raisins on the side, and you just kind of go, oh, don't do that. Yeah. But you know what, it's part of giving away responsibility sometimes, that you, if you're asking someone else to look after your dogs, then you kind of have to go with, you teach them the best you can, but people do make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And another one that we had, and this one really did throw me, was Brave. For those of you that don't know Brave is our border collie. She had a spinal injury as a young dog, and she's on gabapentin and she's on Loxicon. She's not on it all the time, but she does have it for sort of spurts. If she's a little bit sore, she has it for nerve pain. And someone had left the tablets on the side, a box of tablets, box of like 30 tablets, quite strong, and a pot of Loxicon, and obviously meant to give it to Brave, but didn't. And Tokyo swiped it. Tokyo's a nightmare counter surfer, if given the opportunities. And whilst we have worked through a lot, I came home to no tablets and all of the Loxicon chewed. And whilst you couldn't find it, and you're also like, this is the interesting thing here. This is not a hungry dog, right? This is not a dog who's hungry. This is a dog who's actually quite fussy, right? And this is definitely actively, I've taken this off the side, I'm playing with this, I'm having a ball. There's all a lot of novelty going on here. And for me, this does become dangerous if not addressed, managed, and taught appropriately. So what are some of your favorite games, Sam, to play? Let's maybe just go for three.
Go for three. Okay. So my first one is Disengagement Pattern. And anybody that's been taught by me knows that this is one of my favorite games in general. And it's just mainly because it's got so many different applications. And particularly in this, you know, it's been really cool to help my dogs see the value in coming away from something rather than going toward it.
So talk it through, because obviously on a podcast, it's very different to being able to show a video. So you're going to talk it through. And the reason we're going to talk it through is because we know some of you aren't part of Games Club. If you're not part of Games Club, now is the time to give it a shot. Like, it's literally the cost of a Costa coffee with an extra shot in it. Like, literally, it is at its cheapest it will ever be to you. It's new year, new start. We want you on the challenge with us. It is literally available right now. And you can go to absolutedogs.me/join the club. And you could also look on our Facebook page. You'll definitely find it. The challenge is not going to go unmissed. So if you haven't already already joined the Games Club, please join us, trial it, see how it goes. This game is in there. Sam loves it. But Sam, for those of the students that are not yet part of Games Club, who will be by the end of this podcast, please can you just explain to them how that looks and why you love it?
Yeah, sure. So essentially, you throw a piece of food out away from you. Your dog's going to go and get that piece of food. And as they turn back towards you, you're just going to simply mark it with like a yes, or tell them that they've done a really great job turning back to you. And you're going to feed it. Now, the main reason that we're doing that is we're communicating with our dogs. So we're trying to kind of speak their language, because we don't speak their language at the end of the day. We're trying to say that if you go over there, you get one piece, but if you come back to me, you get a lot more. And we start to be able to use that in the face of distraction. So let's say the kitchen counter, for example, if I was to throw one piece toward the kitchen counter, and then they came back to me and they got lots of pieces for coming away from the kitchen counter, well, then now we're showing our dogs where the value is, or where the value is not. So the value is not at the kitchen counter. The value is to come away from it. So one of the reasons I really love this game is because you can do it with so many different things. So I've done it with the kitchen counter. I've done it with dogs in the park. I've done it with guests in my house. I've done it from myself. Don't see value in me. Go back to your bed. So you can use it in so many different ways. It's one of the massive, massive benefits of that game. One of my favorites for sure.
Massive variety game, right? And so when we're talking about dogs who are stealing, actually you think about that object over there means nothing compared to this. This is everything, your little monkey. So what you're doing is you're sort of messing with their heads a little bit in terms of where the value is. So you're playing where the value is games. And if you were to think about a scatter graph, and you were to think about using the scatter graph to show the value, if X is the stolen article and then the other X's are all of the value you might be able to give through treats, toys, passion, like whatever you want to do for the dog, chicken, liver, kibble, whatever your dog has, nice homemade goodies, you're going to put all of the X's away from the one little bit of value that is the stolen goods or the wanted goods. And you're going to put so many X's in different places that that dog really doesn't see value in being with the other X. And I think that's a really cool one. Okay, so we love disengagement pattern and we love the variety and the flex in its use. Go on, give us another one, Sam.
Ooh, my next one would be attention noise. So attention noise, essentially, it's actually very similar in how we would play disengagement pattern. The only difference is that we're adding a very specific noise. Now, the reason for this is we're really quick to try and interrupt our dogs. And I hear lots, and even my own wife would go, ah, ah. You know, we're trying to say to our dogs, please don't do that. Or I don't want you to do that. Please come away from that. Quite often, though, either our dogs don't understand what that is in the first place, or we need to kind of make it a bit more positive. So we don't want to be shouting at our dogs. I don't want to shout at my dogs. You know, I don't want to tell them off. I don't want to tell them that they're being bad all the time, because they don't necessarily know that. So I just want to help them realize that I'd like them to stop doing what they're doing. And to do that, I want to make it a really cool deal when they hear that noise. So I want them to hear a specific noise and then come to me, because then if they come to me, they're going to get some cool rewards. And I'm going to make sure that they know that it is a good deal to do exactly that. So attention noise is another one of my favorites. And that's also in the Games Club.
So do you have an attention noise that you want to share with the group? I'm going to share with you mine. One of my favorite attention noises, apologize to all of the dogs out there that are listening, is, and that's my attention noise. And so when I teach people, they're like, I can't make that noise. The cool thing with attention noise is it's your noise. So you get to make your own noise. It doesn't have to be my noise. It doesn't have to be Sam's noise. It can be your noise. But my noise is often so I've got a few. And all your dogs are probably like running around, or if you're in a car traveling, they're like, where is she? Crazy lady. I have a few whistles, I have a few burps, I have a few like, but they're always like quirky sounds that nobody else in my house makes. That sounds dodgy. Anyway, you
Weirdly, actually, I've gone the opposite to you. So I've gone with noises that my wife uses, because I don't want to have to train my wife.
Great move.
So I use the noises that she naturally uses, which are usually either ah, ah, or oi.
Oi. I like that one.
And it's just easy. So it's easy that I just train what's already there as a specific noise. And that just makes my life a little bit easier in that sense. So, you know, that's my easy one.
Really nice. Okay, let's go with the game three. So we've got attention noise. And attention noise, we're going to use it and we're going to reward the dog heavily when they pay attention to it, because you're not rewarding them for going to do the bad thing. What you're doing is you're interrupting, and you're going to give them an interrupter marker reinforcement, because ultimately that is effectively like a toy switch or a switching focus. And again, another disengagement game. So it works really, really nicely to just instill and build and grow more disengagement. Okay, third one, Sam, go on.
My third one would be boundaries. So boundaries, really, boundaries for the listeners is essentially like a cool place for your dog to go to. So a bed, for some of us, it might be raised beds, or it might be the crate or anything like that. Essentially a place where we...
Like even like this, I know a lot of people can't see the video because they're watching the listening to the podcast, but in the video, I've got like a raised sort of soft sofa bed near me, which has got a thick cover. That would be a great boundary. Like if I was in here with my dogs, they would be on that one, because it's comfy, but it's off the ground. A boundaries for the win, right?
Yeah, definitely. And if we can think about placing that strategically, depending on where the specific areas are that our dogs might gravitate toward to steal, then we can anchor them. And I think quite often we look at what we don't want our dogs to do, but actually if we look at what do we want them to do, and just chilling out on a bed whilst we cook in the kitchen, or chilling out on the bed whilst the guests are around and they've got food on their laps, I think these place, it gives our dogs a job to do, gives them something, they understand what their purpose is, and they understand kind of the rules. We've created some criteria for them, so it's a little bit easier for them to understand how to act in that situation, and so that's definitely a big one for me. And again, a really cool game that you can apply in so many different ways, so not only is this going to help you potentially with stop stealing, but it's also potentially going to help you with visitors coming around just generally, or being able to be calmer in the house. And so it's just so many different, and even out on walks, I use boundaries for recall, so it's just a super, super cool game, and you get it as well in Games Club.
Yeah, amazing. And I think it's worth saying there that boundaries are probably the single biggest tool that delivers the most results. Like you get a good bang for your buck, right? Like you if you're going to think about where you spend your time, for me they're probably the best spent time. Now if I think about all of the students that are listening with stop stealing boundary games, there are loads of free resources on our Absolute Dogs page and through Absolute Dogs on boundary games. So number one, you've got the free option of more resources, because obviously Sam and I could be here all day telling you about boundary games. Secondly, if you're part of Games Club, you have got an amazing, epic resource. In fact, you've got multi-resources in there, but you've got a huge brand new badge, and it's called Real Life Boundary Games, and it retails at £147, and you guys get it in Games Club. So you get it in Games Club. It's there for you. And then thirdly, Sam, it's in your badge as well, right? Like it's in the Stop Stealing badge. So actually... You touch base on it there too. So there's so many avenues you can get it. I can't tell you enough, if you're listening, that you want to join Games Club this month. It's a new year. It's a new start. All you need to do is you go to absolutedogs.me/join the club and you can be part of it for just £5. Trial it, see how you go. Love it, learn it, get involved in it. Share this podcast with your friends, because stop stealing, ultimately, it can be life-changing for some dogs and their owners. In a bad way and in a good way. You know what? In a bad way, in the sense that dogs may go through major surgeries and may not come out of them. Dogs and their owners may have major struggles that develop from stealing, as in guarding, biting, and long-term issues in their relationship, where actually ultimately, like any good relationship, the relationship might break down. And that relationship breaks down through lack of trust, understanding, and knowledge. And all of that knowledge is in Sam's Stop Stealing badge and in the Games Club, because the Stop Stealing badge, along with Stop Jumping and Stop Barking and Stop Pulling, they are all in the Games Club. Like, I cannot tell everybody enough. Like, literally, they're like, it can't be true. It's £5 this month. Yes, get involved. We want you in there. We want you to get and experience it. We're giving you a first month for £5. Please go and have a look. Sam, for those people who have dogs that are stealing and are tearing their hair out, is there hope?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's absolutely completely turnaroundable. Is that a word? I'm making up my own words. It's definitely, you can definitely find a solution for this. And that's really what this is all about. Like, I want to give people hope that it might not be great right now, but there's absolutely a way that we can transform that. And there's a game for you, no matter whether you think there is or not, we can definitely help you with that. So it's helped me. It's helped my sister with her resource guardy dog, because for the same reason. So, didn't know any better at the time. And to him, he has bitten a few times. So completely transformed their relationship for the good, because their relationship really was breaking down. And, you know, she wasn't happy with him, and I'm sure he wasn't particularly happy with her either. So, you know, it's definitely transformed that. And it's completely changed how we live our lives with our dogs for the best, you know. So I want everybody out there to be able to have that as well. And that's really the basis of all this. So I agree. Join Games Club, and then you can see all of these really cool, amazing resources. And there's so much value. It's unreal. Like crazy, crazy value. You know, you're never going to get rid of me, Lauren, ever.
I mean, ultimately, there's a game for that. And whether it's stealing or whether it's jumping or whether it's barking, whether it's biting, whatever it might be, all of these common problems that we see with dogs, they are all solvable through games. And I think the biggest thing we've got to do is share the message, make sure the whole world knows about Games Club, make sure the whole world knows about the Sexy and the Squirrel podcast, make sure the whole world knows that we can help our dogs through playing games. Now, Sam, that was this episode of the Sexy and the Squirrel podcast. I know we've got more episodes together, and I can't wait to share what we've got coming in the future. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone. And guys, we'll see you for next week for even more awesomeness.